Blog Talk Radio.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for
Talk to Tana Tuesday, and guess what? We're going to talk to Tana today. Big shouts out to Avery. I am McDonald in the building.
What up, what up?
Simply Serenity. Shouts out to Dwayne Abernathy, GeyserRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah.
GeyserTV.com. Geyser is on the rise, y'all.
In a major way.
Hopefully you all had a good weekend. I did. It was blessed. I woke up today. So I cannot complain about anything that happened prior to the day.
That's real.
So, you know, just moving forward, we getting this show started off tonight with the Tana B drink.
Ooh, and it's good.
Yep.
It's good. She won't tell me what's in it, y'all, but it's good.
I have my beautiful Bombay cup.
Can they see yours? Can they see these?
They have to zoom in.
Oh, they got to zoom in.
Yeah. Shout out to my sponsor, Jamie from Bombay, who got me these glasses. They're plastic. So they're durable. You can drop it and don't. It might crack.
It's what's in them that matters. It's what's in them. That is good. Why yours got a little splash of red, though?
Yours did, too.
No, mine ain't.
It's deep to the bottom.
Oh, I said the bottom. Let me see. My teeth.
I actually put more in yours than I did mine because he thought you put a splash for real, yeah. And it was just a splash. Was not supposed to be red. So.
That's good.
It's good.
That's good.
Okay. All
right. That's good.
So, start off with what we got going on this week. Aries Nation, let's say that. Happy birthday. Shouts out to all the Aries, and I mean every last one of you, dead or alive. Happy birthday. And Dwayne, this is how you spell Aries. I'm glad I'm the only one who can see that.
What the heck?
No, you didn't.
How do you spell it?
How do I spell it?
A-V-I-E-S.
Hey, what is that?
That's the rim. That's our
that's
symbol.
That's the rim.
Oh, that's fine. Sorry.
But and being that you did that, somebody texted me after I sent them the flyer and said, what is A-V-E-S? They spelled it out. They said, what is this? And I'm like,
they got to use their imagination and know that's the
wait a minute. This is
the
killer.
R.
Then she said, my son is an Aries. I should have figured that out. I was like, yeah, you should have. So.
That's all right. We're still number one on the
show.
Yeah. We're number one. Yeah. That's all they got to do it. We're number
A-R-I-E-S.
One. A-R-I-E-S. You
can't
get it in. You know, all the tickets is
like. Gone.
I got to call Spoon. He's getting the last four of mine. Said he wants the last four.
I am down to maybe four or five.
That's what I got to
drop some more off on my way here. So with that being said, if you haven't got your ticket by now, you will have to pay $15 at the door. Please don't call me to the door. If you have not had a prior conversation with me before Friday, I will not be at the door. I will not be available at the door for anything unless it's an emergency.
Somebody's still going
to. I need change.
Somebody's still going to do it.
I know, right?
With the warning. Negro's still trying to call me, but I need 10. Nigga, you should have got them a week ago.
Okay.
You need 10.
Okay, you can get it. Okay, go ahead.
I ain't got 10.
At the door.
At the door.
Come to the door.
At the door.
Come to the door. We got you at the door.
Yeah, I know 10 on it at the door. Yeah. I ain't going to do them like ever see.
It's like just an extra five.
We ain't trying to kill nobody. They still got some tax money.
Yeah, they bad. Because some of them should have just been getting their shit back. It's
man.
Just a April 1st.
Cars is getting repoed next week.
With the new plate on it.
With the new plate on it.
That's cars the thing. Get you a new car and then get repossessed 2 weeks later because you don't ran out of money.
Hernandez is coming to get that.
At Walmart. I want to know, though, since we're talking about refunds and stuff.
I don't get one.
I don't either. But why do they go load them carts up at the dollar stores with a dollar mop and a dollar broom? Is that going to last you all year?
And if you are going to do that, just get 10 of them. Don't get
10 for 10.
Yeah. Cause it's dollar. I'm a Dollar Tree and Family Dollar guy.
I mean, I like
get,
to shop there, but I don't get no dollar mops.
Men do that type of shit sometimes.
I mean, if you're a single man and you in an apartment and all you got is the kitchen floor and the bathroom floor, you know what I'm saying? You just only got two areas now. And if you ain't cleaning your bathroom regularly, you probably need a $5 mop.
I like the sifters myself. I like them.
The sifters or the Swifters?
Swifter. They spray
the Welcome. Come on in, Chris. You have a drink over here on the table. Everybody start off with a ton of these tonight. All you got to do is add your ice into it. The ice bucket is over here on the side. I didn't want to water it down. Nobody going to look at your ass. It's Friday. I know. You're cold the motherfucker, I bet.
Yeah.
It was only 43 high today.
I got me a pair of $12.99
$12.99.
Ain't no shame.
They look kind of thick, though.
They are thick.
For
$12.99. Because I had to get big and tall.
He's small and short.
He done joined us.
He is on the show this Friday, so you know we can have tons and tons of fun. So, what you do this weekend, Ab?
What did I do this weekend? I could have sworn I saw you this weekend. What did I do this
you
weekend?
You didn't see me this weekend. And don't be dreaming about me. That's the only way you can stop me this weekend. Was in a dream.
Oh, Friday we went to the lodge and they had a real good band in there. Me and a few people went. We kicked it there. No, Friday, one of them nights was M.O., Michael Oliver's 50th birthday party. My guy from Hot, shout out to, he's an Aries. His birthday was like last Friday.
Happy 50th birthday.
Yeah, he turned 50, so we did Friday the bands. We did Saturday M.O. and closed that down. Sunday was just through booking.
Right. Try to recoup
booking,
from
recoup,
the weekend.
Really, and hustle them tickets.
And this and people, is your 50th birthday.
My 50th,
so
yes.
You know,
they coming out.
We turning up.
We turning up.
And also, I always got to double celebrate because my brother's birthday is April the 10th as well. Rest in peace, Butchie.
His birthday was the 10th, too?
Mm-hmm. We was born 10 years apart on the same day.
Wow.
Two different daddies.
Oh, we're going to be shotting it up.
Yeah. Shot 30 in the building all day, every day.
All right.
Chris, you had a show. You got a show this weekend.
Yeah, I got a show this
weekend. Yeah, a couple of your...
Yeah, you hit. That's right. We did.
A couple of your... comedians came to my spot after the show. So shout out to Nadine.
Yep.
It was two other
Jedivine.
People. I didn't get their names. It was so busy. Your show was Saturday or Friday?
Saturday.
Okay, because they was coming from a different show then. It might have been the same show, shit. I don't know. We are feeding back over here. We too loud. Okay. So how did your show go?
Man, it was wonderful. All the comedians got up there and busted it wide open. I was amazed, man. It was an awesome show, good crowd. Had some kinfolk in there, and we had some couple out of town people. So it was like a good show, man.
Laughing out the gate.
Yeah. Shout out to the whole team and the post, man.
Shout out to the team and the post for having a great show, for accepting the comedy that we give you. You know, everybody can't accept it. You got to readjust yourself sometimes to people's circumstances and your locations. But just always know that we are down. We're flexible. We can always get it in for you, no matter where we are and no matter where we at. We got you. Well, shout out to Laughing Out the Gate and Chris's staff for making it happen. And we got
another call.
Yeah.
Number, you had a phone number on.
I had it on this piece of paper somewhere.
Yes, boom. Call it.
Yeah. Either or. Yeah, so we got some people that's going to be calling in this evening. We got I want to give a shout out to the previous sponsors, which was CNT Cafe and Right Touch Barbershop. They sponsored the February and March show. And this month, the Fat Boys, that's P-H-A-T Boys, it's a social club. They are the sponsors for this show. And shout out to Larry Majors who put that together, helped me get that together for them. So if it's warm enough, the motorcycles is going to be out, ladies. Riding. Riding like a motorcycle. Woo, that was kind of personal. Had a flashback. Them vibrations on some of them motorcycles don't be no joke, y'all. Ladies, be careful. You might have to throw a little panty liner on or something. He's going to say, I'm about to start riding.
No, my boy turned me on to some classes. I'm about to take my classes. And I'm going to be riding this summer.
I don't even want to take a class. I want to get a three-wheeler.
I
want a three-wheeler. I want a lady bike.
I really want the four wheel. I want a stability on the ground. And
me, not take the three. I take the three. I want a Cam M. Mm-hmm. I would like to have one.
We were looking them up yesterday at work. They're not expensive.
No. Well, I don't like the ones that they have that ain't got no body on them.
Right.
It's just
right.
Like you could see everything that you put together. I want the one that's closed.
You want it closed?
Yeah. I
the
want
whole
to see
manufacturing.
It.
Yeah.
I want everything that came. I want a case on
it. Don't
feel
safe. She said, I want the Batman in here.
I want the case on it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to learn how to ride.
I tried to learn how to ride before. And I didn't like the listening for the clicking and all of that. So, you know, I
had
to
switch gears and all
that. Yeah, that was too much for me. I had a stick shift, y'all. It was a true story. When I left my husband, a friend of mine brought me a car from an auction, not knowing that I couldn't drive a stick shift. But I didn't have a choice because I didn't have a car.
But you had to learn.
No, I drove in first gear for 3 months.
Tearing up the clutch.
Lady Fool!
Until I saved up enough money to put a down payment on the car.
Automatic.
I couldn't do it. That was too much. I got kids in the car. I'm trying to eat. Back then, I was smoking yellow weed. I'm trying to smoke a blunt. I got to pay attention to all this. My feet going awry. I'm pigeon-toed. Shit was getting fucked up.
Can I ask a question?
I was like, yep.
Can I ask a question? Because I get so... When you said that, it's like, why can't the men get no love? You know, why it got to be when I left my husband? Why can't when we got divorced? Why can't be when I got divorced?
We wasn't divorced yet.
It was just so normalized when you said it.
Okay, well, me and my husband separated.
You know, that would have been
Parted ways. Is that a good one? Like,
parted ways, separated.
Oh, that's what it is. Y'all feeling
it? I'm headed that way. I'm on the street.
That was in your feeling question.
No, whatever. Is that what Jesus was afraid to?
Hell yeah.
When I left that nigga.
Well, I mean, we still cool. We good friends. It ain't no harsh feelings or nothing. That's how it came out. I'm real.
I bet you when he said, I didn't sit here to think about how I was. It's just normalized. That's all I'm saying. Y'all just normalized it. I wasn't trying to cause no rift.
You ain't causing nothing.
Men
that's
think
old.
Differently. I ain't going
to. Shout out to you and your wife, CNC Cafe. They got a daycare service. Y'all go supporting Shining Star.
Daycare, CNC Cafe.
They got a CNC event center. I promote for them and everything. People be asking me, where can I do this? That I'll be sending them their numbers.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say it like it.
I was just wondering, women, it's not just you. It's just they in general say it like that. When I left my husband. Like, man, like the nigga sitting on a rock somewhere doing bad.
It wasn't like that.
I'm just chilling, homeboy. I'm standing up for my ex-husband
if anybody thought that I was him under the bus. But I wasn't. That's just how it came to my mind. And I said what I said, because that's what I say when I say we got a collar. We're going to take this collar real quick. No, I'm not. Welcome to the Talk to Tana show.
Well, hello, sweaty hen. We are live on the air.
How are you?
I'm live on the air, and I got an old friend of yours here at my house, and we doing stories, and we was in a movie together, and he trying to tell me about the movie me and you was in, and I don't remember. Go ahead.
The movie China Doll was doing with the security guards. You had on a white outfit. This dirty red, your brother.
What's up, bro? How you going to come in town?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm about to smack you when I see you. He an Aries, too.
Don't do that.
You're Aries, too. You should be at the radio station. How the hell are you going to do that? And you an Aries.
Hey, but remember you was in the movie, you had that white outfit on. Y'all was like in the office.
Was I bent over?
Didn't nobody ever get to see the movie. You didn't get to see the movie yourself. But
a white dress in the office. That's what I'm thinking.
What movie? I don't know what movie. You probably didn't have three movies.
He was a light-skinned dude, and he stayed off of Emerson.
Him and Rob, that's it.
Rob with the good hair.
Daddy.
Rob had the good hair.
He never came out. Still, what movie, nigga?
Yeah.
His movie.
My movie.
You ain't got copies of this, too? I remember B. Harley, and then I remember the one we shot at the West Side, on the West Side.
With B. Harley, Lavender Lane, and no.
Yeah, Lavender Lane.
I don't remember.
You talking about the one when he played the little thing when they put the wig on? Hey, we were talking about when we were stuck in the cornfield.
This story can never go to rest.
Y'all leave Anderson alone. Leave Anderson alone. Please leave Anderson alone. That was fucked up.
It's,
but
your,
we made
it's
it.
Your boy. It's your brother.
Y'all both my brothers. Shit.
When is his birthday?
April? I know. How you doing, Tana?
I'm good, Dirty Red. How are you?
We drinking like y'all drinking.
I knew it. I could tell Sweaty was drinking. You don't never. I knew you was having cocktails, Sweaty.
Is that Ivory?
Ivory, shut up and wait till Friday.
What did he say?
Shut up and wait till Friday.
I am. But I knew you was drinking. I could tell you was having a cocktail.
You could tell.
Hey, we
over
here drinking Tana Boone. Y'all should have been here with us drinking Tana Boone.
And you can't see nothing on the phone.
You can't see nothing on the phone, Ivory.
What? What'd you say?
You can't see nothing through the phone, Ivory.
He said you can't see nothing through
We gonna
the phone
write it down. We gonna text it to you.
He over here assuming.
We
got Dirty Red on the line. Dirty Red is the headliner for the May show. So,
yes, we got
on
the May 6th.
Thank you. Please come out. They sound light in it, but I'll be dark by then.
May 6th.
Yep. So,
but I will not have on a Wesley Snipes outfit. I swear to God.
Not that one from the Oscars.
Hey,
sick,
let
man.
Me tell you. Okay, now I'm gonna say that for Friday. Okay, so do you got anything coming up we should know about that we could possibly support you on from Indy?
Well, we getting ready to put out. I was gonna make it a movie. I'm gonna make it a series, Banging Ice. So we are gonna start that in May, and then I got What's Yours Is Mine. My book will be coming out.
That means
in May
some.
Too.
What's yours is mine. Okay,
I want to know.
I ain't feel no sweat from his hands. So.
In this series, instead of it being the movie, it's a series. So where am I at in this series is what I'm trying to find out.
Oh, you would definitely be in there. We have a couple of roles for you probably would be coming
from
No, you would be coming second.
We're going to do on somebody's line. We're going to ooh, yeah.
We Ivory going to come 19th season.
You're going to see the 19th, Ivory.
You,
what you say?
I can't get the correct shoes to put on to get on Ivory stage, so I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
Ooh, that's cold-blooded. They ain't even.
You know, when Hawassa make it before me, I feel kind of damaged in my
Hey, Dirty Red, they ain't even introduced us, man. I don't care about nobody getting on my stage at all.
I already know who you is.
Yeah,
but,
that's why I'm going to do the nigga you already know.
But this is what they say. They say you had 22 people before you invite somebody else. So. Invite me when don't nobody else know about
what?
I want to come by myself.
What the hell y'all doing, man?
Brownies.
Yeah, y'all on edibles over there at Sweaty's.
We drinking
you
know, the old man.
You ready edible?
You feel me?
That nigga on
the
edible.
Back. You know, when you're a little spaghettiest, we drinking the shit that bring you on stiffness. You heard me?
We on the aisle group by Fabergé.
Okay.
We getting rubdowns and everything.
Y'all
don't know. Yeah,
okay, so what you in town for 20 minutes?
They need to be here. It's on over, not over till 9.
No, y'all want me to come over there? I'll drive a nigga over there.
Well, come on.
Well, come on. With your sweaty ass.
Y'all can be here by 8 o'clock.
He going to say with your sweaty ass.
Hey,
yeah.
Nigga.
Hey,
you sitting right next to
me. Hand me a paper towel. By the time he gave it to me, it was a wet wipe.
Get to the studio, nigga. Say it to the face.
Y'all goofy. Y'all coming.
How we going to talk to y'all and y'all can't hear?
Because everybody trying to talk at the same time and laugh in between. And it's very hard to do with five people.
Be quiet. I will.
Let's have a moment of silence for Chris Rock.
Ha, 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 ha.
Y'all got some good shit for Friday. Some fresh shit for Friday.
Everybody got some good shit.
You got first show.
I don't know.
Why we can't just be happy to see each other?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm happy to hear from you. I'm glad that Sweaty called while you was here in town and you passed my house to get to his house.
I told him to call you. Thank you.
What do you expect?
Hey, is Jessica with you?
Yep. She just went out to smoke.
Okay, tell my sister-in-law I said,
well, this nigga just spilled liquor on me talking about for my homie.
I missed the whole day.
Well, you're a drinker, man.
That nigga missed the whole cup. Got my sleeves
wet. This cup is
wet. I can't come. I'm going to catch you cold. My sleeves wet.
But his beer is full of alcohol.
Hey, I said we going to drink. He pulled out the coaster. I said, you got a coaster. He pulled out a coaster, and then gave me a mirror. I said, you been with Mike?
This shit happened, man.
Did your coaster have your picture on it?
No, it was a mirror. You know what they use a mirror for, son.
Oh, no, I'm not one of those people.
I used to look
in the mirror as I brush my teeth.
Hey. Hey, he done went back to the 90s, early, late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, okay. You didn't give me one.
Sweaty Eddie, you coming out, man, or what?
If Red
want to
come over, I don't know what time he
got to
get back out of town.
Well, I'm a grown-ass man,
too. Is that a yes?
Yeah. Well, bring
it. I got to be nowhere.
While she's out
smoking. Well, we can come up here and kick it with y'all.
As soon as he wipes this shit off my sleeve.
That nigga ain't drink this sleeve. That nigga ain't drink this sleeve.
Okay. Watch him coming through the mirror.
He's trying to say something through the mirror, but it's blurry.
All right, y'all bring y'all ass. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Don't bring that wild out of
it. All
right. Shit there.
Love y'all. Be safe getting here.
I love you, too.
I can't do all that on phone. Two people, one line. I love it.
You got to have a certain type of shoe
to get on.
That's messed up, man. That's messed up.
But what is it? What's the certain type of shoe?
I have no idea. You know, I put any and everybody on my stage. That was a dagger. That was one of the subliminals. You know how to do it.
Don't come with no Crocs.
Yeah, no Crocs.
We videotaping this shit. Don't
do
come with no Crocs.
You don't want to get caught up with no Crocs.
Right.
You better have some Nikes as well. Some Converse.
This is not a tennis shoe show. It's grown and sexy.
Hey,
please put some hard bottoms on.
I'm telling you, man. People are like, what I need to wear? What I need to wear? What I need to wear?
Dress clothes.
Like
we
clean.
Grown up. Don't recall.
I do got some
tennis shoes.
You know, I'm brand new.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, I'm doing what I do. They come in sexy. They come in grown and sexy.
They must be grown and sexy because it's a motherfucking grown and sexy party. Yeah, my body outside.
Do you need to ask? You know how the young folks say, we outside.
I'm outside.
That's where that's saying.
No, that's my shirt coming.
Outside, bitch.
We outside, bitch. And I stay outside.
Even though it's going to be 37.
I don't give a fuck. I got minks. Okay, hold on. We got another caller in.
All right.
Come on,
it's jumping tonight.
Welcome to the Tana B.
This is Ham.
Hey, can't even get it out. This is the Talk to Tana show. What's up, Ham?
Hey, always you, sometimes me.
Okay, well, that makes sense to me. Because you said always you. I'm always, and you just sometimes.
We're from good times.
Oh, watch out now, girl. Watch out. I'm a little jittery, but I think I'm gonna get a little bit off. You know, I'm getting into it. I'm listening to everybody. They just say what you want to say, right? You want to sample what I'm gonna do?
No, I don't want to sample. I want you to say your material for Friday. I just wanted to call and say welcome to the Talk to Tana show and welcome to the Funny First Friday show. This is his first time on stage. And he is a part of the Fat Boys Social Club. So in honor of them hosting the show, I'm allowing one of the members to do what he thinks he can do. And then maybe, we don't know. We may have to put you on the show and give you a 15-minute spot. We don't know. We're going to see
Friday. Oh, a 15-minute spot. Boy, you trying to make me a celebrity. You're going to make me retire. You're going to make me retire, too.
I told
him.
I am. Man, that sounds good, but yes. Let me hear.
Okay, so you want to come out to the Fat Boys, right?
Yes, I want to come out with this one. Yeah, the Fat Boys. Fat Boys back.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I clarified that because I got to submit everybody's
song. Can I get another song in there?
What would it be? I'm gonna talk more about that because I'm gonna have to find out how you want that broke down in between the two songs. Okay.
It's just when I'm going to say this one particular thing, I want everybody to say, "Hell no to the no, no, no."
Okay. Okay. So. Me and you, I'm going to call you tomorrow because we're going to have to find out exactly when in your segment that needs to be done so I know what to tell the DJ. Okay?
Right.
What you drinking?
Yeah, what? What am I drinking? Me? What am I drinking?
Yeah.
I just got home work. No, nothing. Oh. I just got home right just a little nervous and then just got home to make me some sloppy joe and drink me a beer.
Okay. All right, well, get your sloppy Joe on, drink your cold ass beer. And I want to say welcome to the Tana Beat. I keep thinking of mixing my shows up. Talk to Tana. And Funny First Friday. One of the comedians that's going to be on, his name is Naptown Chris. He's
up,
here in the
dog?
Building.
What up, big dog?
Okay, Naptown. Okay, what's up, that dog? What's that with you? But hey, what's up, check us out. I heard that. Check it out, before I come Friday, I'm gonna take a world tour before I come to you Friday.
Oh, okay.
I'm not coming back to until I get broke. I'm not coming back till I get broke.
Okay.
But the thing is, hell, I'm going to walk to my garage, the end of my garage, and walk back because I'll be a broke ass.
That's going to be your world tour. I also got Irene, the host, as well, and he's going to be co-hosting Friday, and it's also his 50th birthday party. So make sure you let him outside. We're going to turn up. We're going to show up. We're going to show out.
I'll let him know.
All right, baby. I appreciate you, Colleen. We'll see you Friday.
All right. I appreciate you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That's an OG. That's an OG.
Dr. Tana, who's on the line?
Hey, what's going on? It's Spoon.
Hey, Spoon.
That's my guy.
Hey, Spoon.
Well, hey, my guy, Spoon. How are you?
I can't complain. How you doing?
I won't complain with you.
Hey, Spoon, this is Tana. Talk to Tana, creator, whatnot, with Yizer.com. They're the ones that sponsoring putting this birthday party comedy show together, and we kind of collabed on our birthdays each year. So this is Tana B, the diva, beautiful queen of the city of comedy. Talk to Tana. This is Spoon, and this is his first time getting the stage.
How you doing, Miss Tana B?
I'm okay, Spoon. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm letting you know right now, I come to show up and show out.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Both of them.
Okay.
We got
I am and I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Motherfucker in your purse, at the bottom, under the Hennessy bottle.
Uh-oh. Hey, so tell a little bit about yourself, man, real quick for another caller. Tell a little bit about what you're doing.
I'm from Gary, Indiana. I'll be 40 on Christmas. I'm a CNA. I got 9 kids, and I can't put out a parking. Simple as that.
Damn,
nigga.
That's why I got all them damn kids. I'm dropping them off.
Okay.
Christmas. He said all the damn kids.
Hey,
Friday, man. We're going to turn up and turn out, man.
Oh, yeah. So what time should I come? I'm quite sure I should be there early, right, before the...
Well, I'm going to let you know this. The doors open at 7:30. It's pretty crowded by 8 o'clock. The show is scheduled to start at 8. If all the comedians is on time, we can start on time. Because we got other shit
we
got.
We are, well, yeah. Hopefully we can start on time. They try to make us out to be bad people because we start late. We just want to...
Now, CPT, why don't
we just...
We
want a good answer.
No. Why can't we just do it?
What time?
Show. Prove them wrong.
Well, you're doing color people tickets.
That's what I'm talking about.
Before they gone.
That's what I'm talking about. Can I get 4 of them tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do that. But you gotta let me know because them's like, I only got them. So you better, I get off at 3 and we're going to handle that.
I get off at 3 tomorrow. We can link up somewhere. You can come to the crib. I'll shoot you the address or however you want to do it.
Okay, sounds good.
But yeah, I'm ready. I'm so excited. I thank both of you guys. Appreciate you, Tana B. Appreciate you, Ivory, for giving me the opportunity, trusting and believing in me. And I ain't going to let y'all down. Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, brother.
We're going to see. Then we can get you on the future show. We can actually give you some time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm with it.
It's your test. Don't blow it.
I didn't tell you.
If you study long, you study wrong.
Hey, I've been around the world once. Yeah. Spoke to everybody twice. I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
All right. Well, stop. We'll be seeing you on Friday. If you have not shared one of our flyers, please do so for the next couple of days so we can make sure that you ensure that you got people in the building to support you as well.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right.
I'll see you there.
We'll see you on Friday.
Thank you guys once again. Thank you once again.
All right.
All right, Spoon.
All right, Ass.
All right. With that being said, we got two hype people ready to do their first time. Has he ever worked on stage before?
No, I met him.
Okay.
I was on my cousin in my apartment on 10th and Lindhurst. You know, hanging out. You know me. We hanging, and he was just doing his thing. Like, man, woo-woo. And he heard about the thing, and he said, man, I done dabbled around in Gary a little bit. I ain't never really got on stage, you know. This, that, and other. So I said, well, shit, man.
Well, this is going to be a first. We got two people doing their first ever on a stage show. So it's going to be hilarious whether they funny or not.
Yeah.
We're
going
to
laugh at their ass
if they do. I just want everybody to show up and have fun.
Yay.
Fucking party, because it's our birthday. Ivory's 50th, my 52nd. So you know it's going down. We're gonna take a short break and refresh our drinks. We might have some more callers calling in this afternoon, evening, however, whatever time frame you're on. So we will get right back with you. Okay. Shout out to Yizer every day of the week. Yizer Radio and Yizer TV. You can always find good music. We got a 24-hour DJ station that's giving mad love to the city DJs for doing their thing. So here we go.
We're taking a short break.
If I kiss, if I held you tight in the morning light, would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight again? Would you mind if I looked in your eyes and I hypnotized and I lose my mind? Would you mind if I feel like you?
So that we may start a new. easy breezy. She brings joy to me. How can I tell you what it means to me? Flow like a daisy river for an eternity. I'll find it now, someone who believes in me.
Alright, so we back live with the Talk to Tana show this Tuesday, this 11th edition. It's the Aries edition. And we do have, we're coming back in with a caller on the line. You good. So we just don't want this caller to get lost in the sauce. Talk to Tana, who's on the line?
This is Miss Carter.
Well, hello, Miss Carter. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing just great.
That's great. I'm glad that you're doing better.
Mama, you can kick back and be yourself. It's a real show. You can be. I appreciate it, though. She's like, this is Miss Carter. You can go ahead and be for
real. Well, it is Miss Carter.
Yeah, this is my mama, man. This is my mama.
Shout out to Ivory Mama.
What's up, Mama?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling, and I seen your text. So I said, let me see what's up. I didn't know if you had some money for me or what, shoot.
Okay, she said it is almost the first of the month. Wow. Money for
it. Wow. I'm talking about, you know, Lisa got your tickets or getting your tickets. Have you talked to your niece?
No, I talked to her. I'm going to have to call her back.
Okay, all right. Well,
all right, so you be quiet. Because right, now we got the owner of the recipient. On the phone, I want to ask you a question, Ms. Carter.
Okay.
How was Ivory bringing up as a child?
When he was a child?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
I mean,
my
he still might have childish ways, but you know, through the teenage
right.
years. How was he as a young man?
Well, through the teenage years, I didn't have a lot of trouble out of Ivory. His main thing was more into his adolescent on up to become a teenager. He was always losing his all his hats and gloves and everything. He lost about 1,000 keys. He lost every hat and glove and scarf that I got him. He couldn't hold on to nothing.
So I take it he liked to be
and
cold. He got to work the shorts on, and it's only like 30 degrees. So he just like cold nature, huh?
Yeah. And even to this day, he still loses everything.
Okay.
But,
he needs
my son. I love him.
Love you
that's
too,
my
baby.
Almost 50-year-old, and I love him.
And guess what, Miss Carter?
Uh-uh.
Me and my mama was in labor on the same day, but 2 years apart.
Really?
I was born on April 10th, 1970.
April 10th, 1970? Oh, you said 2 days apart.
2 years apart.
Wow.
Well, my mama had the pleasure of giving me a brother before me. He was born April 10th, 1960.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep, so I celebrate Aries real hard because I have to celebrate twice because my brother's deceased. So I always make sure that he's a part of everything that I do, and that motivates me and gives me strength to continue and work just as hard. So I got blessed with another brother.
That's a good blessing.
Yep, and that's your son. So he my brother now because he's filling my brother's shoes up, pushing me along.
And happy pre-birthday to you, too.
Thank you. Now, you ready to turn up with us on Friday?
I'm planning on it. We'll see what happens.
Okay, that's all I want to hear.
Connor, you be careful what you ask for. Mama, she's being so docile and cool right now. When you see her at the show.
Be yourself, Mama. I'm trying to get Mama.
Yeah, I got to. And you keep my son in line, too, while he's there on that show.
I got him 2 fists in the air.
I heard that. What time's the show? How long does it last?
It's from 8:30 until we get tired.
Don't tell my mama that.
I heard it's just on Tuesdays only.
Bring you some flats if you plan on looking cute with some little pumps or something. No, bring you some flat shoes because we're going to be on the dance floor until they cut the lights on.
I heard that. Now, what time does the, are y'all just on the live show tonight on Tuesdays only?
Yes, ma'am. Every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so you can call anytime. Even if Ivory ain't here, you can call and talk to me. I'm okay with that.
I sure will.
Okay.
Yeah, honey. When he was growing up, he was something else.
See, that's
crazy. He couldn't hold on to nothing.
He's a loser.
Get on his tail all the time for running over across the railroad tracks.
Was that the trouble?
No, amen. The hood, triangle area. You know the railroad, that train track run by the triangle?
Yeah, the railroad tracks going down 34th Street, going toward
Massachusetts. Yeah, I got in trouble going across the tracks that was going across 30th Street.
him and Jason stayed on them.
Mm-hmm. So you
and I got in their tails good when they came home.
Runners. They're
trying to
do some things.
Yeah, y'all go handle y'all's business, and it was nice talking with you.
Thank you, Miss Carter, for calling in. We do appreciate you
listening.
We cannot wait to see. I cannot wait to give you a hug on Friday.
You met my mama before.
I know. I just said I can't give her a hug. I haven't seen her in a couple of years.
Okay, Miss, and I look forward to seeing you.
She can bring her own drink, Tommy.
Ivory told me to tell you that you can't bring your own drink, Mama, because they got security at the door checking purses.
Oh, you know, I know that. Tell him I don't take my own drink in no place, no way. He know better than that. Tell him he need to talk to them people that ain't there in no kind of home training.
Okay.
Not his mama.
Okay, you know better.
I love you, baby.
You saw
yeah,
him.
I know better. Shoot, I ain't like got it like that. No, I ain't trying to
grab a Bombay for me.
Right.
She's going to have one of them little water.
Okay. All right, Ms. Carter. Well, we appreciate you calling in this evening. You be safe until we see you on Friday, okay?
Okay, and y'all be safe, too. Love you.
I love you, Mama.
Peace and hair grease.
Okay, bye-bye.
See, I had to throw one of them 70 cents yeah. back on her. Yeah. She's like, oh, yes, I'm going to fix my hair now.
Yeah. Oh, she's coming.
I know
she was already coming.
And it's your 50th birthday. Why would she not be there?
No. She comes to every single
birthday. Well, I know she comes to.
But she the 50?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's your 50th birthday for it.
Loose.
She going to be.
And I'll say this again. Y'all look good. Man, I've been praying this one.
Listen, right on, if you turn in 50 and your mama's still here to talk about it, you don't think she's going to. You a black man turning 50, and she can see it.
Yeah.
You know, she's here with you, and she's a part of you turning 50, and you're doing something that is positive. Yeah, she's here. She's excited. And if she do bring her vodka in her purse, I ain't searching.
Go ahead.
Done, mama. Come on, mama.
I'm
going to
make sure
she gets a
prescription,
like, too. Grown, mama. Grown, mama.
You in this joint. You in this joint, mama.
I'm going to ask you this question. Okay, how old is your mom?
My mom will be 70 December 25th of this year.
Okay, how old is your mom? Oh, she a Christmas baby.
Yeah, Christmas baby.
How old is your mom, Chris?
December 26th, I'm sorry.
67. Okay, so how old is your mom? Okay, yeah, we got two December birthdays. My mama's birthday in November.
Not Christmas Day, the 26th.
Okay.
My mama's, yeah.
Ooh, she knew you blew that.
I know, but with her anniversary, used to be Christmas Day. You know, I lost my pops in October. But their anniversary was the 25th.
Okay. That'll be a little confusing.
Yeah, it was confusing growing up. Yeah, right. The anniversary, the
anniversary.
Birthday,
all that,
Christmas.
My mom is about to be 79.
Wow.
And my dad is still living. He's about to be 83.
That's a blessing.
You don't know.
I'm the baby on two sides.
Can't you tell she the baby?
On two sides and only boy.
Oh, see, y'all sisters. And see, this was conversation came up like, so your all of y'all kids, well, no, can't even do that. Yeah, I can. All of y'all kids, well, they only got one uncle. Your siblings only have one uncle.
Yeah.
I don't have any uncle.
Hold on.
My mom didn't have no brothers, and my dad didn't have no brothers. So I grew up with auntie's husbands, but I didn't
have no
biological uncle. But let me go backwards a little bit. DJ Smooth, our DJ for the Funny First Friday show, his dad is the oldest grandchild, which he is in the 70s with my mom and them. So he was raised like our uncle, but he was our oldest cousin. He's my oldest cousin. He's the oldest grandchild, and I am third to the youngest grandchild. He's my cousin, but he's like an uncle, but I've never actually had an uncle.
Yeah, you never had no biological.
He's my mom's nephew, and they were all raised together because they all in the same age range.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, that is,
I've never seen that type of scenario. Well, yeah.
When I was at the Fat Boys little meeting on Friday, and I had said that, and they was like, wow, I ain't never met nobody that didn't have an uncle. It was weird to them. Now, my aunt had husbands. Shit, y'all, we got another caller.
It's jumping or not. It's jumping or not.
The money.
Here we go. Let's get this caller on.
I need some sweats.
Right. Some
better have a sweat. Talk to Tana. Who am I speaking to?
Tana.
Yes.
Hi, this is Sissy.
Sissy? My cousin Sissy?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
How you feeling, cousin?
What's up, cousin?
I'm feeling good. Hey, cuz.
Good. I just want you to know that you are in my continual prayers, and I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was calling because I need to get some tickets for the show Friday.
Okay. How many you need, Sissy?
I need three.
Okay, I'm going to have your name at the door with three tickets, and you can pay me that $10 price in advance when you get there. Just see me when you get there with your name.
Yeah,
check in with my niece at the door. She'll check you off the list, and then when you see me, you can just give me the money for the 3 tickets.
That's okay. Thank you, Mama. What y'all doing?
Thank you, baby. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I got Aries, and he's the one that gave me all the game.
Okay, so I should have said it while she was on the phone, but I want to say shouts out to the Ball family, my cousins. They lost a brother and sister in the same week. That was Sissy.
Oh, man.
And Sissy lost her twin brother. And the week before that, they lost one of their older sisters. So I want to say shout out to them. And we lost their mom in November. And then another one of their siblings, or one of their nieces in January, Cindy Baker. A lot of people know Cindy, the bra ripple. She passed in January. So shout out to the whole Ball family, the Grundys, the Sweats, y'all, the Summers, the Hodges. Y'all know I love all of y'all, and I will always be thoughtful of y'all and keep y'all in my prayers.
Can we just have a quick moment of silence, then?
Yes, we can.
Let's do that.
Amen. And if any of y'all have lost anybody, y'all in my prayers
as well. I covered them right then and there in that moment of silence.
Yeah, I did, too. I said it for everybody. I want to say it out loud, too, because we talked about this, you never know what somebody's going through, because sometimes we can make up a person. We're not actually ourselves because we're covering up pain. We're covering up agony.
Yeah,
we're covering up the fear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know. I didn't grieve for much. Yeah.
But first of all, you were probably grieving, but you just didn't know that you were grieving, and you didn't understand how to grieve because that was somebody you lost that you never lost before.
Yeah.
Like if you lose a cousin, you kind of know how to deal with losing a cousin. You're trying to console the mom or her dad, you know, or a sibling or something. But when you lose one of yours, it's hard. And I'm going to tell you, I pray for you all the time. I still have my dad, but I might not have had the relationship with my dad to know how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, just keep us in your prayers.
Everybody that's been on my show and will be on my show in the future will always have that for me.
Yeah.
Not only as a comedian, but as a brother or a sister, because who else is going to do it for you if you ain't got somebody that's willing to do that and take that for you? Because you just don't know what people are going through. You don't know what button you might say the wrong thing and not even mean it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I do the motorcycle club, and there was a song that I wanted to play, but when I thought about the words in it, someone had just lost their son to a tragic death. So I was like, no, I don't play that because I don't want her to get in her feelings here and think that, you know. And it was a cool song, but it's just the lyrics
at that point in time
might not have felt that.
That's another Aries quality, though. I'm not trying to switch it, but that is quality that we compassion.
Yeah,
we have deep compassion for other people, and sometimes it bites us in the ass. But most of you know, as a man, I had the same thing, and you had to really search. Like, whoa, let me think about this.
Yep, I was like, no, I better not play that song because I don't want her to feel like I'm throwing jabs at her because she's lost someone. You know,
or just set her off. She may not thought that about you. Just might have set her off in a bad way. You know,
and just ruin the moment.
For you to think about it, that's that spirit of compassion, man. I call it the human quality.
And you gotta
a lot of people lose it.
And you're right. A lot of people, you know, through life and certain things that happen to them, you know, gaining like a cold soul to where now they ain't feeling nothing. They just like numb and like, you know what I'm saying?
And begin to exist and not live.
That's not the way to go.
But that goes into depression.
Yes.
That could cause stress. That could cause strokes. That could cause heart attacks. That could cause a lot of things because we don't know who we could talk to. And we don't know how to address it. So my floor is always open. My number is 317-698-2999. If you ever want to call me and talk about anything, your business will be our business.
And
I'm not
really
one that soon somebody tell me something, I go tell somebody else about it. No, that's not me. That's not who I am. That is confidentiality. And that's you coming to me as a person because you're trusting me with your feelings and your situation.
And it's a non-biased party.
Yep.
You know, sometimes you need a non-biased party. It's not your family. It's not your friend. It's not your woo-woo-woo. And call and you'd be surprised what that third party can do. So take her up on that, y'all.
And just if you're a person that can make somebody just smile, And I think that's why comedy, I'm so comfortable with doing comedy, is because somebody in the audience at any given show is going through something and they need to laugh. Mm-hmm. They need to take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. They need to release, because you just don't know what other people are going
through.
That's
real.
You know,
that's
so
real.
You just got to
never effort. Know. Like you said, you just never know.
Now, I said I wasn't going to talk about the Chris Rock and Will Smith conversation, because I do got some shit I want to talk about on the stage. But I'm going to talk about this. This is a real situation. My brother explained to me that Jada Pinkett has an alopecia problem. Okay, so I didn't know that.
No, that's real.
I didn't know that.
That's why she shaved her head.
Okay, so maybe that's why Will got so upset instantly. Because
Chris Rock got what he deserved.
Apparently, her issue has been publicly. I didn't know that because I don't follow her.
They had a whole discussion on it. He knows.
Okay, I'm not saying that, but it's still comedy. There is a right and a wrong in the right place and the wrong place to do everything. So I'm just saying that Will's reaction to what Chris said, I think it could have been handled at a different time. You know, you are on the fucking Grammy show. We are black against black all the time. We're always labeled as these angry people. I think a deep breath. And when I see that nigga, I'm a fucking mutt. Because I wouldn't have just went for a smack. If I had that much anger in me, I'd whoop your motherfucking ass. So when you come out that motherfucking carpet on your way to wherever you're going, I'm going to get your ass together. But I think Chris Rock will forever have a job with the Grammys because of the way he handled the situation. He didn't react.
So will Will. He'll still be up there.
Oscars, Grammys, I didn't watch the shit.
And so will Will.
I just kept seeing clips, so I don't know who the fuck show it was. I wouldn't know that motherfucker, so.
Listen,
I mean.
I feel what you're saying, but look at it from this perspective. I feel what you're saying, but at the same time. This man, he was making his jokes. It was all good, this, that, and the other. Now, we all know Will and Jada have been through a whole lot. They have a nationally open relationship. They've been through that phase, the young boys phase, the you handle that, Jada, you brought him in our life phase. This man, he really, if you look, when I saw the clips and I got the 8-minute YouTube and I really looked at his expression, Chris Rock was coming off of Denzel. Then he went to a joke with, I don't know who the Caucasian, but they was talking about Will don't win this. He was coming off a couple of jokes, and then he went to Will. And Will was still laughing at the end of that joke. But I think what sparked him was when he looked over at Jada, and she was crushed and angry. And I think that's the difference in what made him say, whoa. If you really look at the clip.
Okay.
He looked over, but hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if, Chris, if you've ever smacked a man before. You smack a man, it's worse than punching him. Well, it's different when a man smack another man. You saying you wasn't even worth the punch. So when he smacked him, he left a damn statement. Don't you never, ever do it again. I don't care what it was. I don't care how you came with it. I've always been a straight-up dude. And he walked out. He wasn't filled with all that. He said, I'm going to go up here and smack the shit out this motherfucker.
Bullshit.
For disrespecting my wife.
Okay. And with that being said, I'm saying they both are wrong.
Oh yeah.
I ain't saying that nobody had the right part in that situation.
Man,
I'm saying they both were wrong. But you being a man, knowing where you're at and what's going on, and that we're always labeled as angry black men, trouble. I just think it could have been another time, like immediately after the show.
How much time?
He could have got Chris ass together, and he could have whopped
but
that
he
motherfucker.
But he probably
would have
whooped Chris
ass
and
mopped
him down.
And that's what he should have done, because that was like whooping him. You whooped him in front of how many millions of people watching that show? You literally whooped his ass right there.
Well, he literally disrespected his wife on her alopecia with her bald head in front of.
He made a statement. We're comedians. He made a statement about a show.
What if there had been a cancer patient? I bet they wouldn't be giving all this sympathy. I bet they'd be giving more sympathy. What if he had made a joke about somebody had a cancer patient? Just because
it's your wording.
Well,
he compared her to another movie star.
He said the G.I. Jane referring to her hair being bald. Now, what? Don't take the same joke. Take the same thing he said. What if it had been a cancer patient? So I guarantee. That smack would have been allowed.
Well, if If.
I guarantee
it. If. Because I'm pretty sure she wasn't the only bald head bitch in there.
No. Damn, you done caught her.
And I just said bitch because it came out like that. But I'm just saying. She probably wasn't the only bald headed person in there.
But she might have been.
It just so happened. His joke from Will flowed over into what he said about the G.I. Jane was focused on her. But at the same time, she done been called out of her name. Pretty much before.
I don't think it was about out of the G.I. Jane.
You didn't address that much to, you didn't beat up the dude that she was fucking and he was 19
years
old.
Hold on. Hit the pause button. But she's going to be hit with it again. You know why he didn't whoop that motherfucker's ass? Because he told Jada, you brought this shit in, you straighten this shit out.
What?
That's what he said. That was the real deal.
Okay, but
that was the real deal.
But, okay.
The young boy put that shit out
there. Okay. All right. Because we're gonna get politically incorrect, and we're gonna get politically correct.
I believe in smacking a nigga if you got a
pocket.
I do. I ain't got a pocket.
I do believe in smacking a nigga, and I do believe in smacking a bitch.
Remember that. Win, lose, or draw that fight. That nigga
everybody needs to be put in a place.
That's true.
But there's a time and a place for everything.
So you think he should have waited to have a fake through the rest of the show, let his wife sit there and look like goddamn?
He was up for a Grammy.
Oscar.
And he still won it.
He got
a goddamn trophy.
Hey, he still won
because
it.
Because the votes were already in. Had that motherfucking vote need to be after that happened, he wouldn't have got it.
Chris Rock didn't snitch, though. He didn't press charges.
Because he a real nigga. He's been on crack for 30 years. He smacked him back into New Jack City.
His
lips is white tomorrow. Y'all don't know why. That nigga went and started smoking.
He stumbled over his words.
I was trying to save my shit for Friday.
All right, we're done with it. Hey, what's up, Dirty Red?
Now.
Y'all can hear me from here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, what's up?
We got,
Now, you know what?
Hey, the whole day.
Hey, listen, Ray, you know Nap Town Chris, right? Yeah, I do. Okay, I'm just making sure. That's Jessica. He ain't getting my five dollars. You know, he paid all his shit. This damn, pay your five dollar debt. Time to be in the building. What's up, bro? Ivory, what's happening, man?
This nigga dark as hell. They call him Ivory. Some bullshit.
Why are you coming here on the show?
Happy birthday, Aries.
And like a tiny nigga be called big.
Nigga, don't let me.
That nigga ain't never brought nobody no gear.
If you make me get on that crisscross ass outfit again, you fucking with the wrong nigga.
I thought this nigga didn't have a shirt on.
Okay, this is
We're just talking about black on black.
Just because you black don't mean you got a bald head.
Hold on. Anybody smack a motherfucker on this show is gonna be me. So don't be getting out of pocket with making a motherfucker want to smack your head.
How much it costs? It's free to get smacked. I might use a sweaty hand to smack your ass. It's free. Yeah.
I might borrow a sweaty hand and smack you and leave a motherfucking print on
Dirty
you.
Dirty wrist.
Tommy gonna smack you and dress like that.
He came right in and got my top though, man. Hey, what's up, everybody?
I ain't had no time to be drinking, man. Everybody gotta get a time to be. Okay, so hold on.
But y'all can't see me. I ain't got my gold polish rag. So my shit is my the door today. You can't see me, but I'm telling you. Case they say something.
We had a lot of callers.
Okay, y'all can see me. Stop looking at me.
How many people just came in? Four. Okay, so the rule to tonight's show, everybody has to start out with a ton of B drinks. So that means we're gonna take a 5-minute break, and I'm gonna get everybody drinks because I'm the only one that can fix it. And then we're gonna come back and we're gonna end this segment with Dirty Red, who's just joining us.
How y'all doing?
Lord have mercy. Dirty Red.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah, big. Trust.
How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade. I hear you be the block, but I'm the like to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. On the walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life, taking care of home and see life. And I'ma help you build up your account. Believe me, when you're in the big meeting for the meal. Take me just to compliment the deal. And anything you pop, I put the bill. Believe me.
I'ma let me upgrade. Get your autumn upper page. Get your legs out of purple legs. Upgrade. Can I up? Can I up? Let me upgrade. Let me upgrade. I'ma let me upgrade. Get your just okay. Introduce you to some new things. And upgrade. Can I up? Can I up? Let me upgrade.
I can do for you what Martin did for the people. Ran by the man, but the women keep the tempo. It's very seldom that you're blessed to find your equal. To play my part and let you take the lead role. Believe me, I'll follow. This could be easy. I'll be the help whenever you need me. I see your hustle. With my hustle, I can keep you. Focus on your focus, I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. I can help you build a pure sky. Believe me, when you're in the big meetings for the men. Take me just to compliment the deal. Anything you drop, I quit the bill. Believe me, I get upgraded.
Let me upgrade. I'm a muscle
pain. Make
you out of purple
lace. Have you rocking purple lace.
Upgrade.
Let me upgrade you.
Let me upgrade.
I be the D-boy who infiltrated all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Shake up the jeweler, bubbles, the rain sort of dude. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pass and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your finger's like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just got an Allen hopping off of your mafia coat. Mafioso, oh baby. You ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, the mall. I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I left you. Mama, let me upgrade you.
Just when you think you had it all. Big income, no collecting cars. Picture your life elevated with me. Make you my project celebrity. I keep your name high, little green. Diamond really shines, and you already is a star. Unless you're flawless, then your dynasty ain't complete without a chief
pocket. Let me upgrade, autumn upper case. Get your neck out of purple lace. Upgrade, up can I up, can we upgrade you? Let me upgrade you. Let me upgrade you. Let me upgrade you. Introduce you to some new things and upgrade you. Can I up, can I up?
Autumn up a K-watch, dimples in your necktie, Hermes briefcase, Cartier pop clip, silk line blazer, diamond cream facial, BBS cufflinks, six-star pin tweet, final limit. Upgrade you, upgrade you, partner, let me upgrade you, upgrade you, let me upgrade you, upgrade you, partner, let me upgrade you. Bring the beat back. Stop. I ain't ready yet. Wait. Let me fix my hair. Yeah. I think I'm ready. Been locked up in the house way too long. It's time to get it. Cause once again he's out too long. And my girl's so real. That it's been a minute since I sat down. He's been acting up, but he won't be the only one.
I'm gonna ask
You already know it's H-O. Light up the throw. Need help, try to study my bounce flow, flow. What's the difference? One, you taking vein while the other you sniffing and still go. Popo, try to convince them that's a no-go. My dough keeps it still tipping like foe, foe. Like I'm from the H-O-U-S-T-O-N flow. Win, so Chicago of him, is he the best ever? That's the argument. I don't make the list, don't be mad at me. I just make the hits like a factory. I'm just one to one, nothing after me. No deja vu, just
baby, I can't go anywhere without thinking you're there. Seems like you're everywhere, it's true. Gotta be heaven, try to fool. But in my mind, I want you here. Get on the next plane, I don't care. It's because I'm missing you that I'm having days I do. Boy, I try to catch myself, but I'm out of control. Your sexiness is so appealing, I can't let it go.
The shit you bitches wear because it's cheap to me. It's some money at my table, grab a seat with me. Cost a ticket just to cover all my legal fees. I don't hang with jealous bitches, that's a weak disease. Hold on, run up. If you're broken in my business, then just shut up. I invested in my body, bitch, I'm done up. I look good, I like to fuck, I'm when the sun up. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hand. It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
It'll kill me run no broke shit, that broke shit get old. It'll kill me run no hoe shit, the hoe get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might paint my coupe white just to match with my toes.
Hey yo, I put on my jewelry just to suck my nigga off. Fingers on his balls like I'm about to tell him cough. Wait, how you on holiday? You can't give it to him dry like that. You gotta get that shit wet first. You gotta prep them for shit like that. Bring that shit back. Bring that shit the fuck back. I put on my jewelry just to go out by the pool. And I keep it with me, case somebody acts a fool. On my coochie, I'ma make these niggas cool. Higher than the moon, but I'm in tune, so don't run up. Cause if you run up, I guarantee you ain't gon' leave looking done up. Some little Chinese bangs with the bun up. I got the crown, little bitch, you just a run up.
I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Candy on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hand.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
It'll kill me run no broke shit, that broke shit get old. It'll kill me run no hoe shit, the hoe get too bold. I'm allergic to that no shit, my wrist game on cold. I might paint my coupe white just to match with my toes.
Hey, yo, Bia, I just bent the block. Bitches wanna be ya. Probably cause my waist spawn money long near. Well, I ain't talking cars, long hair, don't care. In a twin seater, your Tamara was here. My pissy pitsy, I fuck them like porn stars. And playing basketball, but my bitches is all stars. Got Richie on my wrist cause I'm richer than most bars.
Yo, niggas, bitches trippin', let's send them a postcard. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. Bitch, I'm getting money, give a fuck about a hater.
Okay, so y'all, we right back at you. So this Friday show, we got Stephen G coming from Cincinnati.
Yep.
He's a headliner.
The Ripper.
We got Naptown Chris. We got Miss Poovy. And we also got Lisa D. And we got two special guests. We got Spoon and him going to be in the building setting the shit off. First time ever on stage. We're giving these two guys an opportunity. Of a lifetime. It's do or die right now for y'all,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
So please show up and show out, or you probably rethink your comedy career.
Use your
point.
3 minutes wisely.
You might want to.
You got 3 minutes. You can bust a nut or tell some jokes.
I want to ask you, Chris, before we switch comedians, because Dirty Red has joined us, and he is our headliner for May, and he is out of town as well, so I do want to get a chance to chat with him a little bit. What do you got coming up that we can support you, and tell us where we can find all your information at to follow you and continue to support you?
Okay, we got a event that's coming up on the same day of the first. So I'm literally having to leave that event and go to another event.
Wow.
Come back to another
event.
Well,
tell the people that May can come to your event that can't come as far east as mine.
Yes, and it's going to be an open mic at R&R Extreme Wings at 3740 Lafayette Road. Doors open at 9, it's 10 at the door. We got a lot of local comedians and rappers that are supposed to be coming out there, and poets and all that. So y'all come on out and check that out. And as well, make sure y'all come on out to the Premier Ultra Lounge and check out that show, Time to Be I Am. You already know how we
This do. Friday.
This Friday, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all come on out. And then we, Laughing Out the Gate, got an open mic the next day, Saturday, at 111 East 34th Street, and that starts at 9 p.m., 10 at the door. So y'all can sign up for either event, and y'all can get y'all showcase on either day.
That's
you know
what's up.
What
that's crazy, because I got to fucking work. I'm working April the 2nd, because our bar is closed the 3rd through the 12th, because we're having a kitchen model. So if anybody need me to work for them for that week,
you're
cash
the hardest
money,
working woman in... You and Danny are
money
the
only.
Workers in
nobody.
The city.
Call me, you know. You need a ride, you need a personal Uber, you know, I'm just saying. Now, you know, I got a couple of days available that'll make assist you. But don't do it before the 7th, because I'm going to be sitting looking at Maxwell, Joe, and Anthony Hamilton on that Thursday. That Friday, I'm going to let y'all know right now, I'm having a cigar party at Cosmos.
My man Randy Germany and them up in there.
I know that.
Yes.
My brother-in-law, K-Love, is the DJ, and I'm never off on Friday when he have shit. So I'm not going to be working this Friday at Northside, so I'm definitely going to have a birthday turn up for the Aries at Cosmos on Friday, April the 7th.
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
that's
I'll
the following.
No,
weekend,
April
right?
the 8th, actually.
Yeah, that's
April
the
8th.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes.
I'm in
that time. The 9th, cool. I'm having a bonfire at my crib. If you want to bring a tent, pop it up. That's on you. And then on the 10th, I am I'm working at the club, the motorcycle club, No Haters. Shout out to No Haters. They're going to give me a birthday party there. I'm going to leave there and go to Northside and finish it out for that Sunday. So, you know, I turn up. I'm outside, bitch. And then I'm going to be in Houston the following weekend. So I want y'all to all know that I love each and every one of y'all on all y'all endeavors in any way that I could support you. I'm going to send me your Cash App. I'm going to buy two tickets, and I'm going to give them away Friday.
Oh, it's just come.
Because it's just open mic? Okay, on your next Laughing Out the Gate show, I'm going to buy two tickets, and then we're going to give them away to the first two callers that we get prior to that. So I'm going to just try to support you, because I'm never available when y'all call me to do a show. Okay, so we'll do that. All right, so with that being said, thank you. Naptown Chris for joining us tonight. You don't have to leave, but we're going to switch the seats around. We're going to ask Dirty Red all the way from Marion, Indiana.
Yeah. DJ Quick looking
out. Gas is $22
okay,
so
listen,
a gallon.
We're
going to
lead the back and forth from y'all. Because I only got 25
head.
Minutes
all
right, to get the shit in that I need to get in. I want to get it in. And
not
I
want
to say. You just have
this
to.
This is the Willie Lynch challenge me in this dog. Nigga.
Sir, you just had your anniversary show.
No.
I know.
I
you know you're black when your gun's black. I'm just saying.
He obviously has not seen the Chris Rock show.
Okay.
Play.
I love Tana B. You know I'm ready to go. He looked at me.
Everybody tonight has had to start off on a Tana B drink.
Yeah.
And Dirty Red didn't start off on the Tana B drink. I just want you to know that now.
He was sweaty.
I was a little
sweaty.
Sweaty
hands drink.
Hey, look. Drink. His hands is wet. Liquor wet, too.
Marion, huh?
Marion in the building. You heard me representing from down central. They call it Seaside now, 18th and Washington.
And tell them how many years in comedy you've been in.
I just did my 20 years comedy chain to my show. You know what I'm saying? We made a little bit of money. We could make more money, but you know what I mean? I appreciate all the time and effort that I put in the friends as Tana, Sweaty Hands, you know, man, they showed me love through the years and educated me, so I appreciate that.
Always, always. That's why I call you my brother, not only because you are Aries, it's because you've been real with us through all the situations. And we're not talking about Anderson tonight because that was one of our major events. So we're not going to talk about that tonight because y'all already done had a conversation about it, but just let me let y'all know that we originated comedy in Indianapolis along with Dolphin Willie, and rest in peace to him because his
rest
birthday
in
is in April as well. He is an Aries as well.
Damn.
We did our last show at one of my events the week before he passed. So shouts out to Dolphin Willie, the Aries, been a true soldier, one of the first ones that made it to the big screen out of Indianapolis as a comedian. Lived his dream all the way out to the end. So I want to give shouts
salute
out to him.
Salute.
And let's put a toast up for Dolphin Willie right now. Everybody put your cups.
My
up.
Glass way over there.
Well, go get your glass.
But I want to, can
no,
I say
on,
something?
You, yes,
you know, because I'm real. Me and Dolphin Willie was at the farm together.
Okay.
And when somebody found out that me and Dolphin was cool, he gave me a pair of boots. For somebody that had been locked up, that wore them Jackie Chan's, them pair of boots was special.
I know that's right.
Do
you
still
know me?
Got
so,
them Jackie Chan's.
Gave me, I was just Jackie Chan. But when they knew
they
I knew Dolphin,
they
gave
Jackie
me some boots.
Do
they
you
know
still
where
got,
them
are.
Them
do the you still got
them boots.
Tell them what them Jackie Chan's is.
Them Jackie Chan's is them shoes you buy when you, the,
you
I'm 55, so I was like six. You get them at the grocery store.
The question is, do you still have the boots?
No.
You should have had them motherfuckers dipped
look,
in gold and mounted on
the
goddamn the
prison,
fireplace.
You know what I mean?
Up for Dolphin Willie. Threat. Everybody coming in this motherfucker, getting inside of this video. Up for Dolphin Willie.
AKA Hulk.
Because he's an Aries.
AKA
happy birthday
Hulk
to him.
You know what I mean?
Hulk. And happy, and not happy birthday, but shouts out to our man, D-Man, who was a fallen soldier
D-Man
in the game, too.
And Sugar Wooga.
And Sugar Wooga, oh, my goodness.
Y'all don't
hold
know,
on,
y'all
on.
Don't know who
oh,
was
God.
With us.
Cookbook.
Cookbook.
I got a...
you know
y'all
don't
make me
goodness.
Have to go start some
hey,
more.
D-Man, come out of your grave, beat you up right now, I
yeah,
swear to God.
We don't want to wake him up right now, D-Man. Down,
we got
down.
Bumby in the building, but he ain't gonna rap though.
All right, so let me ask you a question, Dirty Red, because you just celebrated your 20-year anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And I know your role has been rocky, but through everything that you've been through and you still come back to the stage, what drives you to still motivate yourself to do more comedy and expose more of yourself to us?
Well, I had to go to a life journey. And when I went through that life journey, I realized that I had to strive for what I really believe in. And what you believe in is what you have goals or what your talents is. I've been telling jokes. I'm probably one of the funniest niggas to crack on you on the spot. but telling jokes is a different thing. So when you get on that stage and you perform and people enjoy you, that is so much pleasure. That's like, y'all remember when Ike Turner was on that powder and that tin in that motherfucking studio and he busted that nut?
Yeah.
That's what it is when you like, the crowd is excited and they yelled your name. It's
power.
It's a moment that you can cherish for yourself because it's not like no rap group or nothing. It's just you. And when you get people to do that, that you don't know to laugh, that means something special. And I just keep on striving. I try to turn away from it, not because I had felt I had going as far as I can go, is that I feel that I have failed myself.
Cornfield.
The streets. This one, I'm the cornfield in the streets.
Please tell the cornfield.
So, no. You know what I mean? So I had to go through my journey, and I feel like God didn't never let me make it because if I was younger and I made it, I probably would have fucked everything up. Because
okay.
L.A. got all the cocaine. You heard Captain
Jones. Yeah. The faster you get there, the faster you go down.
So I'm right. So I'm
literally
prepared now.
On anybody.
I that I got the right state of mind.
That's weird.
To make it. And my thing is, it's not all about me. I want to leave something for my kids to have a start-out kit.
Okay. And you definitely don't want to leave with a bad journey. You want your kids to be a proud kid and say, hey, my daddy did that.
Right. When they saw me on the commercial on Monday Night Football and my commercial came on, they were so proud of me. And thank you.
I'm proud of you, and I didn't even think of
my commercial. With his hand,
if you had called me, I would have made sure I was tuned in or recorded.
I didn't even know. I never seen it.
Maybe,
but you recorded it, right?
No, I never seen it.
What's the commercial?
It was a what was that, baby? I don't even know it.
Assistant
food precinct. It was food precinct.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And people used to say, they was like, hey, you see your commercial on? I was like, really? And I was like, all like that. And then I received a check. And shit.
Okay, all that matters. Whatever the fuck I did,
you know
it was good.
Hey,
I got a check.
Hey.
To
the check.
Shout out to the check.
So what I can say that my career, that right there made the difference in my career. And I thought like a grown-ass man. And I grew up. And now I'm thinking for my kids and my grandkids. I just want to leave something behind. Shout out to my son for his films.
Yes, son.
You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, son.
And look, like I said, I'll be doing, we was going to do a movie on it, but now we're going to do it in a series. Banging Ice. Look for that.
Bangin'
coming out
Ice.
In May. And then look for
yours.
What's Mine is Yours,
it's
my
book
coming out. And it's also a movie. And, my wife, you know.
You better. I was
she got
waiting.
A two-time, but look for our kids this summer. Nigga, we tried. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga said she got a two-time. That
nigga
silly, man.
You heard
but
you
look,
heard
for the,
so,
look for the kids this summer.
Look for the kids.
Oh,
yeah.
Walmart,
Walmart got sell on faces. Some of y'all, go get you some. They cheap. You know what I'm saying?
What got Walmart? What they got at Walmart?
Walmart got to sell on faces. Get you a new face.
Just go to the optometry over there where
you know
they sell
it,
the glasses.
Come by minutes, though. It come by minutes.
Faces behind the glass.
It's not about the shoes.
No. I don't want to talk about
it's
that.
Not about the shoes.
No, because I wasn't there. I wasn't involved. And I'm glad that he
I
is fast.
This is what I've been, I'm going to tell you.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? In the Roman days.
Hold on. As your little big sister, is this something that will incriminate you? Would it violate your motherfucking probation? I don't know. Something you can't talk about.
I can smoke weed now. I'm not on parole or probation.
You want.
No paper.
You ready to smoke one soon we leave?
Me
ain't no stack
on some crime, though. Then what I'm going to tell you, a man back in the day was a man of honor that protect his family. If you say something about, if I'm married to somebody and you say something about her, nigga, you know what it is.
Like Will Smith.
Will
say
Smith.
It again, Dirty.
Will Smith
say
just joined
again,
us.
Dirty. But in another aspect, I am not
the man
gangster
I used to be.
Or play all that. But if we get in a fight, I'll beat you up. I'm getting in your pockets, too. I'm just a real nigga.
He going to beat you up and rob you.
Your watch.
He going to beat you up and rob you.
Want to come.
He going to beat you up and rob you. He's officially a tourist now.
We ain't taking no kids.
April 19th.
We going to skip the
April
area.
April 19th.
You know what I mean? I'm a ram head. I ram the shit out.
Shouts out to Dirty Red getting in the pocket.
But
shouts out to the OG,
but,
man.
I'm from Indiana, but Indianapolis is my second home. I love y'all. And I love trying to be.
Hey, I love you too, bro. And the next time you get in the nigga pockets, can you share with me? give me the motherfucking debit card.
I did.
Don't hide it, divide it.
Don't hide it, divide it.
Tana, only woman almost 60, still got a body.
Damn. I ain't almost 60, nigga. I'm just barely over 50.
I got body,
nigga. That's what I'm saying.
And I got a couple of them in my backyard.
Y'all the only one to win the
booty dance.
Y'all
can come and help me dig them motherfuckers out and destroy them before the bonfire next week.
Hey, man,
that would be
you
helpful.
You got them in a Rolodex, though.
Hey,
it's kind
of just don't even move when the booty dance. They'd be like,
Tyler! Tyler! Cornfield!
Hold on. Be quiet. Hawatha is listening.
Shout out to Hiawatha. He one of the originators of this group that we had, and we wasn't officially a group. We was just
Hiawatha
a bunch of comedians.
Hiawatha robbed himself and took off running.
But no, he was cool. He did my show. Hiawatha was funny as fuck.
Facts. See,
y'all wrong, man.
When they say GM make you sin, it just make you tell the truth and be your truth. So don't be knocking gin, y'all. Some of y'all need to be drinking motherfucking gin.
Oh,
so y'all
the only
can get
person
13,
he had 13
pints. I don't got a lie. My life is right. I'll tell you the truth in a minute.
13 pints in his mouth. Put a string on everyone. I thought it was the popcorn necklace.
Did you try to eat it, nigga? Like a motherfucking candy necklace? Did you try to eat it like a candy necklace? Is that what you're trying to tell?
This nigga's been getting fucked up today.
Oh, see, you mixing the wrong songs. You're going to make other shit start happening. Don't say shake it like a sausage. You're mixing songs.
See what I'm
you saying? Mixing songs.
What?
You're mixing songs.
They brung her two trophies. You win.
Hey, and we getting off this motherfucker early because I got to go get a trophy.
Oh, shit.
Shut it down.
All right. So y'all can get y'all laugh down a little bit while I do some sponsorships. And then we going to let y'all laugh a little bit more before we get out of here. Moving Forward is on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And your host is Dwayne Abernathy. Yizer Radio himself. You can always talk to me on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. I am your host. I am your KDJ. I am your bartender. I am 5 kids' grandmothers. I am 2 kids' mothers. I don't want no extras. I don't want none of that. So don't bring me none of that. All that shit belongs to you. Take it.
Hey.
On the TV line,
damn.
On Yizer TV, we got the Sunday Culture Kings on the SIB TV channel, Wednesdays, Peppy and Snap on the One God TV channel, Saturday, Yizer Radio Raw on Yizer. And I'm missing Marcus. Hey, Marcus. How are you? What you doing? Where your show at? Your show ain't on my paper. Oh, you a culture king. Okay.
Culture king.
He ain't got, but okay, his name wasn't on here. Okay, so he's a culture king. And Marcus is, he is a great dude as far as I have seen from him. He
dresses his
always
ass off,
supports,
y'all.
Yeah. So if you ladies, I don't know, are you single, Marcus? Okay, unfortunately, Marcus ain't single and y'all can't wear polo like he do.
Where the fuck is he?
Or them damn lids. Well, I mean, they got some lids for their
hey,
ass.
Hey, that motherfucker got some polo for your ass.
Say that about a nigga.
Hey,
that nigga
somebody,
be clean.
Somebody riding that horse because he keep wearing the horse.
That nigga be clean.
Marcus ain't clean. When did this shit happen?
He got that
he said it. Hey, he was man enough to admit everybody. That he wasn't single. So that's a prop up to him. He was man enough to admit. So he got a motherfucker riding a horse. He got a motherfucker riding a horse he wearing, so he don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about. I fixed him his drink of time to be. He done drunk me already. Shout out to who we going to. I'm so sorry.
It was good, though.
Okay, so for all of y'all that didn't even think that y'all like gin, when you get it mixed up with the right combination and me involved, it tastes great.
Yeah.
That's what I keep telling them. It tastes
gin,
great.
Gin.
And I'm on my way to a sinnership tonight.
I'm about to get my wife pregnant, and she got a two-side.
I'm on my way. I got to fulfill the contract.
Every time I get my wife yawn, I be on her shoulders.
Talk to Tana every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. You never know what happened in this studio because of all of my friends and families. Our vibes originate around the world. As you can see, Marion, Indiana just touched down. We didn't even know they were on show. Dirty Red Show is... May, he showed up tonight. Shouts out to Nashtown Chris for coming in. He's on the show this Friday.
April 1st.
It's Ivory's 50th birthday.
We gonna turn up and turn out, y'all.
I'ma act like it's my 50th birthday
and
party.
We gonna do it together.
Yeah.
That's right again.
It was COVID Nation on my 50th.
So can we rewind it? Tana, can we rewind it and do it both 50 again?
Yeah. Okay, we're going 50-50.
50-50?
We're going 50-50.
Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it, Naptown.
Funny First Friday, 50-50.
50-50. Me and
fuck
Tana.
I'm going to be 50, too, but I'm going to go back and do my 50.
We celebrating 50.
Okay.
You didn't know that, did you?
He just put his OG status out there.
I don't know what I did.
He done moved out. He done moved out of camera and everything.
Nigga done moved,
did anybody search this nigga?
Hey, no. Dirty Red gave me a kidney blow on the line.
He done moved out the camera. Did anybody search this nigga?
Hey, Dirty Red gave me a kidney blow.
Hey, we Aries in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
On your side.
For all you old men can't get no ponytail. I'm just saying.
Nigga, what's on the top?
Long head is real.
Show me the top,
oh,
nigga.
Oh, he got hair.
Oh, your shit all black this time. He got hair.
Old man with hair is a t-shirt. That's a good one.
Oh, my nigga.
Somebody said Easter's on his way with that Peter Cottontail shit.
Baby.
That nigga, that nigga still in his head. He's still in the way.
Y'all ain't gonna get out of my basement.
Y'all ever see a clumsy black nigga on this? That nigga got his hand caught in his chain, nigga.
I talked about that ponytail and look what happened.
If you don't put some more glitter on that motherfucker,
I shouldn't have talked about
that. That nigga got glitter on his chain.
No, you didn't.
He got his outfit in his chain from City Trends.
Oh, that's messed up. That's messed up.
Sweaty!
He didn't get on that.
Sweaty done stole that nigga bracelet.
It ain't real. It ain't real, Sweaty. Bring it back.
Who was I saying something about that damn ponytail?
That's the nigga that got me drunk right there.
The project's closed. That nigga drunk as hell. I'm going to tell
you. Oh, hold on. Shit, everything off over here. Maybe 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh.
And we're on. All
right, so this is what I'm going to do for these last 6 minutes.
You're going to hand me something.
Look, I ain't grabbing this. You stretched it out.
I tried to.
Excuse me. For all of my guests, for this last 6 minutes, ain't nobody refreshing no drinks until it's over. This is the last 6 minutes. The show is still rolling.
Come on, the show is still rolling, y'all.
glasses.
You need your glasses adjusted, goddammit, because you can't see the shit that's going on. Wipe them fingerprints off, because your eyes are seeing double right now. All right.
Wrong.
You too.
I did
shit. I don't know. I'm acting. Just saying. All right.
I'm on the show.
5 minutes left, y'all. This is what I'm getting ready to do for the last 5 minutes. I want to give a round of a shout-out. And, yeah, you've been live and indirect or direct, whichever one you say. Shout-out to Jessica. That's Dirty Red Wife, his personal assistant. She's going to assist him right now with getting his drink to him. And hopefully she's driving him home. Getting some booty calls on my show. I wish a bitch would call my brother about his motherfucking dick and his wife is sitting here. They be everywhere else. So why your nose is excluded? Why your nose excluded? They been everywhere else.
My mama got a big nose.
We talking about her fingers.
You said it worked out. That's all that matters. It worked out.
Make some noise. Let me know you're still there. Hey y'all, this has been an Aries edition, of course.
Hey, this was a live ass motherfucking show.
Of course, y'all know how it go down. Each and every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. I am Tana. Talk to Tana. I am your KDJ Tana B. I am your comedy host. Every funny first Friday of the month, I got some shit popping off. Y'all check us out this Friday at the Premier Ultra Lounge. I got Stephen G coming from Cincinnati.
Yeah,
Miss
yeah.
Poovy, Naptown Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Lisa D coming. She's 70 miles away. She didn't tell me which direction she was coming from, but she guaranteed me she would be in the building. She's an amazing black woman. I got to do a show with her on Valentine's Day at the Strip comedy show, and she did the damn thing. So I just want you to know that everybody is gonna be upset. Got that? Okay. And then also we got two special guests that's gonna open up for us. First time ever stepping their foot on a comedy platform. Shouts out to Spoons and shouts out to Hemp. Hemp is a part of the Fat Boys, which is our sponsor for the month. It's a social club. Shout out to Larry Majors, who made that happen and who's helping me and assisting me. If you're interested in finding out how you can get your organization, your business, or your personal self to be a sponsor, contact me, 317-698-2969. Follow me on Facebook, Tana Hodges, TonaHodges, or follow me on Instagram, The Real Tana B, TheReal TonaB. Facts. Or you can cash at me. Damn.
Damn.
Money symbol. Tana Brewer. TonaBrewer. It's an easy process. All you got to do is let me know what you want to do. Your sponsorship, we will make sure that you are known in the city. I'll shout you out on all social medias. You'll be on our flyers. You'll be everywhere that we are. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate everybody. We got Dirty Red in the building right now.
Yay.
He's here from Marion tonight. He's going to be our main headliner. Yes, sir. And he's going to be our main headliner. So we got that May show is wrapped up. The flyers will be available and tickets on Friday. So you can actually get your ticket this Friday for the May show. Flyers will be available for you. So that's how we get down and that's how we do it. Ivory McDonald.
Yeah.
Simply Serenity.
Yeah.
Comedy show. I was a host on that show for several months.
We're
celebrating his 50th birthday along with mine this Friday. Both of us.
We're
getting ready to get it in.
Turn the fuck up and out.
Ivory, you got 60 seconds to say something.
I'm going
to
say it like this. You know, I'm going to keep it real quick. May 14th, 1 week past the Tana B show that's going down. It'll be my 5-year Simply Serenity comedy show, May 14th. And the location is private. And you can go on the website and check it out. But the website, the tickets will be available on this Friday as well. So, you know, Tana B, Yizer, Simply Serenity. All I can say is, man, we making a do to do like Ray Charles. Y'all need to come on out and fuck with us.
And I'm the host for that.
Tana B is the host on May 14th for the 5-year anniversary.
Pay your tithes, you can get in.
What you can do this Saturday.
Hold on,
because we only got like 30 seconds left. Shout out to Sweaty Hands, my number one brother. on there, always includes me and shit. Shout out to Dwayne Abernathy. The first show that was recorded for the Funny First Fridays, which was the show, will be aired this Saturday. What time, Dwayne? 8 p.m. on Yizer Radio, Y-I-Z-Z, Yizer TV, YIZZOR.com. You can find the Funny First Friday March show. It will be available for everybody to view. It is now 9 o'clock. I don't know if we've already been cut off, but let me say I love y'all. Each one teach one. I hope to see everybody back Tuesday, but I hope to see you sooner, which is Friday, for the Funny First Friday comedy show. Y'all stay safe. We love you.
Hey. You always wanted.